CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Let's have an early dinner tonight. What do you say? I want to get some work done in the garden.
Well, I'm peeling potatoes now. Go on out and work in the garden. And we'll eat on the porch so you don't have to change your work clothes.
Do you realize I didn't get one darn thing done in the garden over the weekend?
Listen, I haven't gotten anything done around the house for a week.
I didn't even cut the grass.
Yeah, I realize everything's been very hectic with all the things Betsy's involved in.
Mm.
But, darling, when you have children, you know, you have to expect it.
Yeah. She did well at the piano recital, didn't she, though, on Sunday?
Yes, yes. After all, we had her about practicing. Why, she was just wonderful.
You know, it seemed to me all these smaller children are almost better than the bigger ones.
Well, dear, you don't have any nerves when you're little. You love to get up and show off, but the older children were nervous. They really were. That one girl in pink, remember her? Her hands were shaking so.
Yeah, I know. That poor kid. Boy, I felt sorry for her.
Oh, I did, too. I know how she felt, too. I remembered how I felt at my piano recitals. My hands were cold and clammy, and I thought, oh, they're going to stick to the keys, and I won't be able to play. And I was right. They did stick to the keys, and I played horribly.
Yeah, I bet you did fine.
Yeah. What kind of vegetable do you want tonight?
Fresh new asparagus with hollandaise sauce. Well, look, you always complain that I never suggest anything.
Well, you shall have it, too. I got some today, and I'll make a sauce.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't bother. No.
I know you were kidding, but it's no trouble. I'm delighted you suggested something for a change. Oh, listen. I want you to say something to Betsy about practicing her dancing a little bit. Now, the dance recital is Saturday, and she is very shaky on her arabesques.
Where is she? Betsy, practice your arabesques.
Oh,
All right. I'll get after her.
And listen, after dinner tonight, we must go over the weekly schedule.
All right.
Please try to remember we have to have an early dinner tomorrow night, too, since the parents are expected to be at the school by 7 o'clock. We should put the paper down and listen to me.
Yeah, I'm listening, honey. I'm listening.
What'd I say?
Parents are expected to be at the school by 7 o'clock. I wish you'd put the paper down and listen to me.
Honestly, I can't tell you're listening.
Well, listen, then. Well, what are we going to the school tomorrow night for? All right. That's the part I didn't listen to.
Aren't you interested in your daughter and what she does?
Aren't I interested? Seems to me that for the past week, our life has revolved around Betsy and what she does.
Well, it isn't over yet.
Piano lessons, piano rehearsals, dance rehearsals, then the piano recital.
Now, that's done with. But this Thursday, which I have to speak to you about, is the dress rehearsal for the dance recital. Now, Saturday night is the dance recital itself, but in between is project night at the school, to which both parents and children go to see the winning projects the children have made this year. Friday night is a little pageant the Girl Scouts and the Brownies are putting on.
Why does everything happen at once, now?
Spring, dear. Just before summer vacation.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, the parents are going to need the summer vacation.
That's for sure. And then on Saturday is the Spring Bazaar. We'll be there all day. You at the barbecue grill, helping cook the hot dogs and the hamburgers.
Why?
And me.
Is that this Saturday?
Yes. Well, now, don't look at me like that. I'm just as exhausted as you are. More. I've had all the chasing around with things like getting Betsy's ballet costume fitted and it.
Oh, honey, please don't do that, will you? Whatever it is, it can't be that
costume.
Important.
Her costume, it was to be picked up today. I forgot about it.
All right, it's only 7 o'clock, for heaven's sake. Relax. I tell you, you're turning into a nervous wreck over nothing.
Nothing?
I'll go get it. It's her costume. I'll get it. Just tell me, where do I pick it up?
No. I'll go. You'd never find the house.
Look, I have to go to the hardware store anyhow, so I'll be going to the shopping center if there's anything else you want.
Now,
just
near there.
Tell me where to go, and I will pick up the costume. Joe, I need another bottle of that stuff you gave me last year for Japanese beetles, too.
Well, Mr. Piper, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Good evening.
Oh, I see you don't remember me at all.
Well, what do you mean I don't remember you? I should say I do. How are you?
Oh, I've had a terrible spring cold, but I'm feeling much better now.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear you're feeling better.
Yes, I am. I think spring colds are so hard to get rid of.
Yes, they are. They hang on.
Yes, I should say they do. Well, you're certainly buying the place out.
Look, I'm a dead duck when I get into a hardware store. My wife's got to hit the ceiling when she sees the stuff I walk in with. She always says it isn't safe to turn me loose in a hardware store.
How is Mrs. Pryor?
Oh, she's fine. She's fine, thank you. She's busy with piano recitals and dance recitals and school projects and, oh, I don't know what, brownie pageants and spring bazaar.
Oh, yes, the spring bazaar. Oh, I guess your wife doesn't like me.
What? Oh, no nonsense, Mrs. I mean, yeah, of course she likes you. I mean, why shouldn't she?
Well, she'd never call me to be on her makeup committee for the spring bazaar, and I turned my name in for her committee. Because last year, Mrs. Webb had charge of it, and she said she just didn't know what she would have done without me.
Oh, well, for Pete's sake, I don't really know anything about it myself, but I'm sure that there's been some mistake, you know, some misunderstanding.
Well, I made all the headdresses for the Indians and the Sleeping Beauties last year, and Mrs. Webb said she didn't know what she would have done without me.
Well, I really don't know anything about it myself, but I'll certainly speak to my wife the minute I get home, and I can assure you it's certainly not a matter of her not liking you. My goodness. I mean, it's just that we've been so busy. And
well, I guess we're all busy, Mr. Piper. But if Mrs. Piper does need me, I am certainly willing to volunteer. Unless, of course, she has the headdresses made already.
Oh, well, thank you. But as I said, I don't know a thing about it. But I'll speak to my wife the minute I get home, Mrs.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I met this woman in the hardware
store. Yeah, I know. That's what you said. What woman? What was her name?
I don't know. That's it. She said, I can see you don't remember me at all. So, of course, I had to say, oh, yes. And, you know, she did look familiar, but if my life depended on it, I couldn't tell you who she was.
Maybe she thought you were somebody else.
Oh, no. She called me Mr. Piper, so she knew who I was. And she knew you were in charge of this committee for the Spring Bazaar. And it seems that last year, when somebody else had charge of it.
Yeah, Mrs. Webb. I didn't know, and she's moved out of town.
Miss Webb. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyhow, this woman said that she made all the headdresses for the Indians and something else last year, and that this Mrs. Webb said she didn't know what she'd have done without her, and that she'd volunteered to help again this year, and you didn't call her, and she guessed you didn't like her.
Oh, don't like her. Yeah. I don't even know who you're talking about.
She said.
I certainly can't think of anybody connected with these things that I especially don't like. Anyhow, what did she look like?
Oh, I don't know what she looked like. Sort of the same type as Aunt Effie's friend, Miss Jorgensen. Jensen. Kind of fluttery, you know.
Jorgensen.
She wore a hat, and she was getting her waffle iron fixed.
Well, I certainly can't place her from that description. I certainly can't imagine what she was talking about. Headdresses. She must have me mixed up with somebody else's committee. That's all I can say.
What is your committee?
Makeup. I'm chairman of the makeup committee for Spring Bazaar.
That's what she said. That's what it was. Makeup committee, yeah.
Well, it's nothing to do with headdresses. I'm just in charge of putting makeup on the children. I suppose they're putting on a play or entertainment of some kind. I have nothing to do with that. They gave me a list of people to call and I'll put on the makeup, but I haven't called them yet. I mean, we just...
You mean you haven't even rounded up your committees? The bazaar is Saturday.
Well, all we have to do is show up. Good heavens, I thought that's all there was to it. What is all this about headdresses? You suppose I've slipped up on something somewhere? Well, all it had to do, I mean, I just never gave it another thought. I just assumed all my committee and I had to do was show up Saturday and put rouge and lipstick on the children for some pay or something. Mrs. Houston's in charge of the whole bazaar. She never said anything to me about headdresses.
You had better get on the phone and call Mrs. Houston.
Yes, I know that, Mrs. Houston, but nothing was ever said to me about headdresses. Well, you certainly never did, and we were at the first meeting at your house for all the chairmen. Yes, I know that, but Yes, I have last year's committee report. Hold on, William, if you hand me that batch of papers put together, will you do?
Why, where?
Right there on the coffee table.
Oh.
Mrs. Houston is mad. She says the reason nothing was said to me at the first meeting at her house was because nothing was accomplished after you brought up all that Leif Erikson Columbus business.
Oh, golly, everybody started to argue.
Yeah.
She should talk. She got into it, too.
No, didn't you look for the papers?
Wasn't she indignant because not enough credit was ever given to John Cabot and his discovery of America? You remember? Here.
Yes, yes. Well, she's English, you know. Thank you. Hello? Yes, Ms. Houston. Yes, Mrs. Houston. I have the committee report of Mrs. Webb's from last year. Now, just a minute. Just a minute. Yes, it does say. It does say, prepare to make up 300 children, 60 Indians, 60 pirates, 90 brides, and 90 sleeping beauties.
Yeah, that's what that woman said. You know, the one I met in the hardware store, she made headdresses for Indians and sleeping beauties. Yeah, that's what she said. I remember now.
Yes, I know, Mrs. Houston, but aren't they all going to be in a play or entertainment of some kind? No, no, I didn't see them last year. We didn't go to the spring bazaar. Betsy had chicken pox, and we didn't get there at all. 300? Oh, where can I get 300 cute little inexpensive headdresses for
the... Look, I told you, this woman I met in the hardware store said she helped make them. Well, I tell you, honey, your trouble is you get involved in too many things.
Yes, yes, all right, I'll try to get in touch with that Mrs. Webb. Yes, all right, Mrs. Houston. Yes, I'll try to get in touch with Mrs. Webb tomorrow. Goodbye. Well, the makeup booth, it seems, has nothing to do with any play or entertainment. A child pays 25 cents to be made up, you know, well, as a boy can be a pirate or an Indian, and a girl can be a bride or a sleeping beauty, and they get, you know, rouge and lipstick and eyebrow pencil and black mustaches and all that, and we're supposed to have a little headdress to go with whatever they select.
Apparently, you should have rounded up your committee and had them making these things the past few weeks.
Yes. She's just sewing little wisps of veils and flowers for brides and making gold crowns for sleeping beauties, you know, out of gold paper, I suppose. She didn't know. She said I should call Mrs. Webb, find out with they how they made them last year. Pirate hats and Indian feather headdresses. Mrs. Houston said to call my committee at once, although they may all be working on something since I didn't call before. She has no idea who you met in the hardware store, the one person who is willing to work. She said, oh,
4 days to go, dear, 4 days. Oh. I said you get involved in too many things. Look, I'm sorry, honey, I'm sorry,
don't
but...
you laugh too soon, dear. Tomorrow you may be appointed vice president in charge of making 60 black paper pirate hats.
Oh,
well,
I knew it. I knew somehow I would wind up...
And be thinking of where we can get feathers for the Indians. Now, you just stay for a while.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, semi-live radio of yesteryear. Carol Hawkins speaking.